We were once a peaceful race of intelligent mechanical beings, but then came the war. Between the Autobots who fought for freedom and the Decepticons who dreamt of tyranny.
You were standing in the wake of devastation.
Overmatched and outnumbered, our defeat was all but certain.
With the cataclysm raining down, insides crying, save me now. You were there, impossibly alone.
But in the war's final days, one Autobot ship escaped the battle. It was carrying a secret cargo, which would have changed our planet's fate.
Do you feel cold and lost in desperation?
A hope that vanished.
You build a hope, but failure's all you know.
It's over. I'm sorry, but it's over.
Remember all the sadness and frustration.
Years from now, they're gonna ask, where were you when they took over the planet?
And let it go.
Optimus!
Welcome to another episode of Throwback Tuesday, the most phenomenal podcast on the planet. I'm your host, Phenomenal One.
This is Z from EOPodcast.com and the film FanCritic.com.
And I'm from MovieSpoilersPodcast.com, and this bastard over here is from some other site or whatever. I don't know.
I keep fucking
Man,
up that.
I'm gonna give you shit tonight.
Give me shit. I deserve it.
I'm gonna give you so much shit because you pulled the black rule. You overslept. The hell? You ain't black.
Well, we both overslept yesterday.
Shut your mouth. You don't bring me up in this. Tired of you putting me down. Shut up. Shit. I had a fucking excuse, though. I was drinking.
Oh, I thought you were preparing for the show.
No, I was, but... I was, actually. I was preparing for the show. I mean, shit, you know, I was just getting ready for the show because I had so much to do and everything, whatever, and I remember everything exactly the way it was, whatever. But, yep. So, yeah, throw back Tuesday off of my ass now, you son of a bitch. Let me try to switch this
Episode 7.
And we got an interesting polling here. I think your movie might have won, because I don't know what we're reviewing right now, to be honest.
Transformers? My movie did not win.
I'm looking at the polling now, whatever. I see a total of 82 votes. We got 37 for G.I. Joe Rise of the Cobra, and 45 for Transformers Dark of the Moon. Those people really like them goddamn...
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I've been studying it actually all the week.
I really thought G.I. Joe might have won.
You should have heard me when I was drinking or whatever. I was going like, hey, I gotta review this train. And it was like, oh my god, get away from me. So why did you think G.I. Joe's gonna win?
Because people hated Dark of the Moon.
Oh, okay. But they probably know that my love for hating Dark of the Moon. Something here.
Well, this was a lot closer than any other votes.
Anybody knows, I can't stand none of the Transformers movies.
I thought you did.
I hate them all. I can't stand any one of them. I don't like no Jack. I don't like... Matter of fact, I just did a show... the other day, where I just got done saying fuck Steven Spielberg or whatever, because he worked on it. So I mean,
really?
Oh, hell yeah, because he came out and made this statement about how studios release movies now, about like, oh, they only release big blockbuster films. I'm like, shut the fuck up, Spielberg. You.
All with him and George Lucas saying that shit?
Yeah, I'm like, you was the producer on fucking Transformers 1, 2, 3, and then you released that bullshit called Lincoln Lazarus. Shut the fuck up, talking about what studios do. Yeah, not your goddamn. But, anyway, get off that rant, whatever. So, Transformers 3, Dark of the Moon, whatever. How do you feel about this movie? I know it's your favorite movie of all time.
It's not my favorite movie of all time, but, I actually like the Transformers movies. They're fun.
You know what? Alright, gonna get so much shit now.
Do you, okay, honest to God, do you go to movies, go for enjoyment, or go for, like, being entertained, or do you go to watch for a masterpiece?
I go to have something make fucking sense. That's where I go. It has to make fucking sense. It needs to be fucking needs to be consistent, first of all, because this ain't no goddamn sequel. This is just another, this is just a reboot of the whole goddamn franchise, whatever. None of them are actual sequels. None of them stay consistent with each other. I mean, so yeah, I go to for a great story, great characters. I go to, I go there for to be thrown into the world.
Okay.
I don't go for stupid, ridiculous, dumbass shit like this or whatever.
Were you a Transformers fan as a kid?
Hell yeah, I watched all of them. I even watched the animal ones or whatever.
Oh, Animorphs, I think?
Yeah, Animorphs, Beast Morph, all that shit. I was a fan of all that shit. And I'm one of those that when I see the first one and I hated it, there's a chance that I'm not going to like the second one or the third one. I'm not going to give a fuck. But I kept giving them chances. I said, second one, it might be alright. And then I was like, this is the worst shit I've ever seen or whatever. And then I saw that third one, I was like, hey, Michael Bay said he learned his lesson. I'll listen to him on this one. And then I saw that 10 minutes in, I was like, this is the first movie where I saw some girl's ass on the screen and said, oh, fuck. And not in a positive way, neither.
So
as soon as they showed this girl's ass walking up them steps slow-mo, I said, that motherfucker didn't learn a goddamn thing. Jesus Christ.
So it's not for your hatred of Bay?
No, I don't have a hatred for Bay. I think Bay is ridiculous. I think he doesn't work well with characters, I can tell you that. He doesn't know how to work with actors at all. That's like last week where I told you where like he was talking about Bad Boys and all that. I don't like that shit for the simple fact that the actors in it are horrible. I'm going to go ahead and say that. Their fucking line delivery is bad. I think Bay knows how to work with action sequences and know how to make set pieces work in that world. But as far as developing characters or anything like that, he's fucking horrible at it.
Yeah, I mean, I like Michael Bay because the fact that he's fun.
To you. So you like Bay, huh?
I like Michael Bay.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with someone liking Bay. I think Bay is ridiculous. I think he's a little full of himself. You can definitely tell from this movie he's a fucking right-wing war supporting Republican, you know?
Well, I was saying I don't believe what you say about Bay.
What you gonna believe?
Well, you say he's a right-wing conformist.
He is! How the fuck could you not see that in this movie? Were you paying attention?
I don't...
You got a medal from that black man, Obama, or whatever? Well, we're Republicans in this office, or whatever. Was that supposed to be funny?
I think it was.
Oh my god, you know what? This really is a fucking...
I didn't laugh, but I didn't... It was meant to be funny, because Obama's not the most popular president.
Okay, you know what? We about to have some problems up in this bitch now, whatever. First, you disrespect the film going audience by saying you like this shit, first of all. Then next, you know what? You disrespect probably the best president we ain't had in years now.
I never said I like Obama. I voted for him twice.
But you disrespected him, though. You disrespected him by saying he's not popular. He is popular. You shut your fucking mouth up. Shut your fucking mouth up, whatever. Alright, so the minorities is the overall population, and they love him. Okay, I just want you to know that right now.
I agree. I voted for Obama twice, so I like him. But I said he's not popular with a lot of people.
He's not popular with Michael Bay, is what you want to say.
Okay.
Because Michael Bay is a war-supporting Republican, and you can see it from this goddamn movie. I don't know how many goddamn times I saw an American flag in some rubble somewhere or whatever. And this motherfucker throwing his Republican rights around. I hate when people get political in their fucking movies. Where there shouldn't even be politics in the first fucking place, to be honest.
Yeah. That's actually a good point.
So why don't you sling us a plot synopsis here real quick, see? Because,
Okay.
I got a lot of shit to say.
Well, 1961.
That's bullshit. No, it's...
they found out that a spaceship crashed on the moon. And the United States and Russia both tried to get a crew up there as fast as possible for the moon landing.
So basically, the moon landing wasn't just us wanting to go to the moon, whatever. It's basically we found life on it, and we wanted to get there first before any other country to find out the plans and everything, and all to see all the shit, whatever.
Our entire space race of the 1960s was in response to an event.
Now, I kind of put you down as a conspiracy person. Do you think the moon landing was real?
I wasn't even born, so... I mean, I don't know. I hear a lot of people that say that, and they make up good points, whatever, but then again, I wasn't there, so I don't know. I'm a person that has to, not so much conspiracies, but I have to see it to believe it. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. The real question is, does P1 give a fuck? What do you think?
No.
Exactly. And you know why I don't give a fuck? Because it's landed on the fucking moon. It ain't like he cured cancer. Who gives a shit? I mean, I never once understood that, though. Like, no disrespect to any astronauts out there that might be listening to the show, which I know you're not. So, you can go fuck yourself, Buzz Aldrin, for being in this piece of shit.
Maybe. Maybe they are.
Yeah, I highly doubt that. But, but I will say this. I don't understand how that makes them a hero by taking their black ass or their white asses up to the moon and putting their foot on it.
Yeah, actually, that's a good fucking point.
I've never fucking understood that. Like, people stand out and wait for them and care that they're a hero. We need to support them. They give them all these sponsors and shit like that, whatever. And then when they come back, they give them a medal and the president shakes their hand and shit like that. I've never fucking understood that, to be
honest.
You
get a parade?
Yeah, they get a fucking parade for no reason. I'm just like, wow, so they got handpicked to go to the moon and now all of a sudden they're a hero. I don't understand that. I still don't understand that today.
Well, I would say the first time they'll get a hero parade, all that shit, because they were stepped on the moon. No one's ever done it before. But now, it's just kind of like beating a dead horse.
Even the first time, I still wouldn't say that. Even the first time, I'm like, okay, he went to the moon. Big fucking deal. What did he bring back? A fucking rock. Alrighty then. So you went to the moon to bring us a rock back, okay. Shouldn't we be focusing on, like, curing cancer and helping people not die and shit like that instead of wasting millions of dollars to fly up into space and find nothing?
Yeah, and if you had the price right, you could actually, someone can buy a ticket to go to outer space.
Yeah, exactly, whatever. Look at Shaq. I think he wants to fly his big black ass up there or something.
He couldn't fit.
No, he couldn't fit, but he could probably fit in that car he's promoting.
Yeah.
So continue with this plot now. Or this,
well,
this a fucking plot.
They find an alien spacecraft after the NASA, you know, darts them out on audio. You know, they find a huge spacecraft and they bring him back and, you know, it's all secretive and stuff. And that was back in 61 and 69. And we fast forward to 2012.
Where this girl is walking up these fucking steps and goddamn Michael Bay is so gratuitous.
Yeah, well, Rosie Huntington Whittily, or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Replaces Megan Fox.
You love it, don't you? I'm just your American boy toy.
I love a boy toy.
Corey, that's all explained by some robot that say, hey, that last one, we didn't like her. That asshole left you, man.
What do you think between the two? What do you think?
They both are horrible. They're horrible. Michael Bay shoots shit like it's a goddamn commercial. And he shoots these women like they're in Victoria's Secret's commercial.
Well, she was.
They both were.
Oh, Megan Fox was a Victoria's Secret model?
Well, no, I'm saying that the way he shoots them is.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
His shooting is, the way he shoots fit women is gratuitous. I'm sorry. It's just all over the place. There's just crotch shots of this girl getting out of cars and shit like that. He fantasizes about these cars just as much as he does as the women or whatever. I mean, it's horrible or whatever. God damn, I hate Michael.
Do you think he's in his, like, his trailer jerking off watching this?
Hell yeah, he is. He's like, oh yeah, come on baby, walk up those steps or whatever shit. And she's like, Mike, I'm right behind. He's like, I know. I fucking know. But I'm creating cinema gold here.
Well,
he's so full of himself, too, and he thinks he's doing such a great job. Michael Bay's way of working with actors is like, what's the most annoying thing I can do with Shia LaBeouf? Well, instead of saying no, 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 he usually screams a lot. So let's just have him in a car where he just screams and start beating on the fucking steering wheel for no goddamn reason.
What is that?
This is your new lucky bunny.
What? It's a beautiful thought, Carly, but I don't think it's the whole bunny that's lucky. You see, it's just this section here. You see, it's just the rabbit foot that's lucky.
I hated I did not, compared to the other three, I did not like Shia LaBeouf's character, because he was, one, 45 minutes of him finding a job. Who fuck cares?
That's the problem. And that's one of the main problems I have with this Transformers movie. It's called fucking Transformers, not Shia LaBeouf and girls screaming and running around the goddamn city all goddamn day. And this one, we have him finding a job. We don't get that much character background in none of these fucking Transformers. We're introduced into new Transformers where we're like, where the fuck did these guys come from? Whatever. It opens up with Shockwave. What's it? Shockwave? Whatever. Yeah, I think it was Shockwave. One of the fucking
Soundwave.
It doesn't make a goddamn difference, honestly, whatever. He's black and metal and gray, just like everybody else is and shit. Even Tyree's black.
Yeah, you're right. It's Shockwave.
Shockwave, whatever. And you like, where the fuck did this guy come from in this big-ass sandworm? where the fuck are them ghetto bots from the last ones, huh?
Yeah, where were they?
Where were everyone? Where? What about Sideswipe or whatever? I mean, come on now.
Sideswipe was in it.
Was he in it? Oh, that's right. He only had one fucking line, so I wouldn't have known that or whatever. It's probably punk-ass Decepticons. It's probably some stupid shit like that or whatever.
But I liked Soundwave.
I liked
Shockwave.
Shockwave was a piece of shit. Man, he let humans kill him.
I mean, so did Starscream. He let Samuel Witwicky kill him.
I'm sorry, that was bullshit. For someone that evaded in the first two movies as much as Starscream did or whatever, to have Shia LaBeouf kill him, that was a goddamn joke. Okay, that was a goddamn joke. This movie is such a headache. Whatever.
Well, I think because they didn't think Starscream is I know he's a big Decepticon, but they kind of posed him off as a wuss.
They're all a wuss in here. Everybody's a wuss in here. So even fucking Bumblebee, who Michael Bay forgets that he was able to talk in the first film, whatever.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
I'm telling you, Michael Bay didn't watch the first movie, whatever. He's like, oh, Bumblebee can talk? Forgot about that. Whatever. But, and I must say, John Turturro is not the most annoying character in this movie. That's for once. I can't believe that. Maybe John Malkovich took his place, whatever. Because there's cameos in here. I honestly felt embarrassed for some of these actors. I seriously was embarrassed for some of these actors.
What the fuck is Malkovich doing in here?
I had no fucking idea. And he's playing... I don't know what the fuck he's playing, whatever. Tyrese, he literally is Will Smith and Martin Lawrence from fucking Bad Boys or Bad Boys 2, whatever. He says lines that don't have any context or don't make sense. He's just saying it. There's a scene where he's running with Josh Duhamel's character, and he sees Marine guy. He's like, okay, okay. Y'all boys, y'all big and bad. I was like, what in the fuck is he talking about right now?
Now, I know you don't like Tyrese due to your Fast 6 and stuff.
No, brother can't act.
Do you, are you okay with him in a small dose like he was in here compared to the first two?
No, because he was annoying in that last end.
But he wasn't, it kind of was a different character for him compared to the other two, because he wasn't a nest. Huh?
His lines were still bad. They were just as bad as him in the second one. We shed blood, sweat, and precious metal.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? You know why his character was bad? Because there's a scene in here where after they believed that the Transformers were, the Autobots were killed or whatever, I'm coming with you. Why? Because that asshole killed my friends too. Then they get to the city. We're not going through that. What the fuck did you expect when you got to this city, huh?
One thing I thought was funny that he goes, I got some nest friends. And he's just driving down the road and guy walks out, points at him. Okay, come
they
in.
They already know. Yeah, it's like he didn't phone call him or nothing. They just play the Linkin Park soundtrack and just like, go ahead, play that and make it look like it's deep and shit. And I love it though, but I love it. Because it's like, there's no reason why Tyrese has to be in this movie now, whatever. Because Shia LaBeouf said, I'm going to go save her on my own, whatever. And out of nowhere, he just... I'm coming with you, whatever. And then he has the audacity when they get to the city. Him and his little nest buddies were like, man, are we going through all that? What the hell did y'all expect when y'all got there? Did y'all expect the fucking golden roll to be just taken to y'all, whatever? And then he got the nerve to get in, like, Shia LaBeouf's character's face, like, you're gonna get killed if you get out there. It's like, take your black ass back on that. I'm sorry, he was annoying or whatever. It's just like, what did you expect? But then when fucking Optimus shows up, he's like, hey man, we got your back. I'm like, oh my god. You just take this gun right here and we'll follow you down the path, whatever. It's like, oh my god.
How did in the first two, Optimus was kind of a wuss. How did he turn into such a badass in part 3?
Because he's got a flight tech now, whatever. He's got flight gear now.
Yeah, I was kind of laughing when I saw that, too.
He's got flight gear. I love in the whole movie, he's just like, I need that flight tech. I'm like, you ain't shit with that flight tech, what you telling me to? Michael Bay, okay, so he made a comment saying, God damn it, I'll pay you $25,000 if you, because people was fucking with him. I'll pay you $25,000 if you can tell me you can find Mudflap and Skids, who were those two ghetto bots in the second film, right? And all I got to say to Michael Bay is, I think he owes a lot of people $25,000 because, I don't know if you noticed, but them two little ghetto robots that were in this one, fucking, what was it, Brains and Wheels?
Yeah.
You might as well just scrap the parts off Mudflap and Flitz, Mudflap and Flitz. Put it on these two fucking robots here, because that's all they did was like, hey, talk like this, we gonna tear some shit up, you know? I was just like, oh my god, these robots, where the fuck did they come from? They're not even in the goddamn show. Michael Bay just created two Ewok characters or whatever just to put in there for the kids.
And they also have the NASCAR.
Oh my god.
The wreckers, and they fucked up thing, they talked with a British accent, a Scottish accent.
Scottish, Irish, and British accent, whatever. I was like, Michael Bay is so scared of stereotyping people that you expecting these NASCAR bots to be talking like fucking rednecks, right? And one's like, oi, mate.
That was kind of weird.
It didn't make any damn sense, whatever. I was like, this is getting ridiculous. We haven't scenes that, excuse me, we got scenes where characters are not fleshed out. They just come in scene by scene. None of the story here makes any goddamn sense, okay? Doesn't make any damn sense whatsoever. My favorite scene, though, in this whole goddamn movie is when Buzz Aldrin walked in. I felt so bad for him when his ass walked in there. Because he walked in with his mouth wide open and shit. Like, he had to be the best actor in this movie because he actually sold the belief. Sold the belief that he was looking at a giant-ass robot. He's like, wow.
You know what he realized? See, that's why his mouth is open when he walked in. He goes, people are going to know more about me from the movie than me walking on the moon.
Yeah, because nobody knows your fucking name if you ain't Neil Armstrong. How bad is it when Neil Armstrong say, I ain't been in that shit? Come on now.
Well, pretty much the plot is that they find Sentinel Prime, mm-hmm. and that he has pillars that can pretty much save the, you know, Autobot race or whatever.
It's pretty much the same fucking plot from the first fucking two movies. It always starts with Optimus giving some fucking boring-ass speech at the beginning of the film about what happened in the past, and it's pretty much them having to, they find this object that could have switched around the turnabouts of this war that they've been having with the Decepticons or whatever, and it's the same shit in the first two films. He's just rehashing the same fucking plot over.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think this just introduced new characters.
That's all it did. And the only reason why he did that was because people was offended by the characters in the second one.
I mean, you have the typical Ironhide.
Honestly, I don't even think that voice actor came back. I think they dubbed his voice over because he has the same fucking lines he had in the second film.
Actually, not a, yeah.
There was that scene where him and was that Sideswipe, I believe, whatever.
What the gun before Sentinel turned?
Yeah, it was before Sentinel turned. They had that little Mexican standoff thing, whatever.
Yeah.
And it says that punk Decepticon. I was like, he said that shit in the last film. And that's his only line in the movie, too.
And then he dies. What the fuck?
Okay, so why did Sentinel Prime kill him, but he didn't kill Optimus?
Especially when they were in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, because the next scene over, he sees Optimus, but yet he's like, I'll let you live. Knowing that Optimus is a bigger threat than fucking Ironhide is.
Yeah. But you know what's fucked up? That when they did the Mexican standoff and the two Decepticon robots, as soon as I saw them, I'm like, is that Predator?
Yeah, exactly. One looked like the Predator, another looked like some bullshit-ass Ebonic Predator or whatever and shit. Michael Bay, man, he doesn't give a shit what they have to look like, because honestly, you can't tell the fucking difference. You can tell fucking who Bumblebee is, because he's yellow. You can tell who Optimus is, because the other robots, they don't do shit. All the only thing they're good for is yelling, Optimus!
Well, Ratchet yellow, right? Or yellow?
He's yellow, but he's green now.
He's green. Yeah. When, I mean, Soundwave, I liked, or Shockwave, sorry. Shockwave, I liked him. Why does it look like when he was in town, he had the one eye? But when he was in Africa with Megatron and Starscream, he had two eyes. Did he have, like, a mask or a helmet or something?
No, you're thinking of somebody else. That's too different.
Because he had laser beak.
You're thinking of another robot. That wasn't the same one.
Oh, it wasn't? Because I thought they said Shockwave.
No, it was Soundwave and Shockwave. There's two different ones.
Oh, because I liked Shockwave.
You're thinking of the Mercedes one that was run by the rich dude that was trying to hit on, girlfriend, played by Patrick Dempsey. Ooh, I'm embarrassed for his ass even being here with her.
Patrick, I liked him in this. He was actually creepy.
He was shitty. He was horrible. I was embarrassed for him.
What else does he got to do? Grey's Anatomy? Come on.
He does better on that than he does in this shit or whatever. The one he had was Soundwave.
Okay.
Yeah, and the one you think about with the one eyeball is Shockwave. So.
Wait, I thought in the cartoon, Shockwave was bigger, wasn't he?
He was a fucking remote control. Look, you can't even keep up with the characters in this goddamn movie. So you can't.
No, I was confused. I because it said when he said when you hear a freaking Megatron say something, it sounded like he said Shockwave. It's really hard to understand what he says a lot.
You know what? You know why it's hard for him to say something, whatever? Because they didn't give him shit to do in this movie except stay in Africa with a fucking hoodie on his head all goddamn day. It's like, oh. They didn't write me anything, so I'm just gonna chill out here or whatever. And another thing I gotta call bullshit on, too, is this fucking plan of Megatron. That plan didn't make any goddamn sense for the simple fact that, so you mean to tell me you had this plan from the first two movies that, you talked to Sentinel Prime ago? How did that work out?
Yeah, that's actually a good point, because I kept thinking about it. I'm like, why didn't they just do this from the start? I understand the first one, you know, Megatron was in ice and everything. But what about the second one? Why didn't they come back in the second one?
That plan doesn't make any goddamn sense for the simple fact because that would mean in the second film, they would have had to take in the Matrix from... they would have had to let Optimus just have the Matrix then.
Yeah.
Because the plan was, okay, so we needed Optimus to use the Matrix on Sentinel Prime to revive him back or whatever. So, you mean to tell me in the second one, that movie was worth nothing because you wanted him to have the Matrix. So why did you put up this big battle of trying to get it then?
Yeah, and the Fallen, who I didn't like, but I didn't know.
Yeah, that plan was stupid as fuck. So you mean to tell me this just conveniently worked out for you? Just how you planned it, that's just how it worked out or whatever. I mean, oh, and I love Sentinel Prime, who's voiced by
Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy, he ought to be embarrassed of his fucking self because he does the ultimate sin of actors, and he repeats lines from his fucking great movies with a Wrath of Khan. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. It don't make any goddamn sense. There's no fucking context to it. Because why? Because he's just walking around a building talking to himself, and out of nowhere he just says, you need to understand that the needs of the many. I'm like, who the fuck is he talking to? And what does that mean? it doesn't mean anything in this scene.
If you didn't know, would you know that was Leonard Nimoy at all?
Yeah.
Okay. With the quotes he was saying?
His is the most obvious voice. Everybody else, Optimus obviously, whatever is, but everybody else is just like, yeah, they don't have personalities. They're just stereotypes. And Megatron, you can't understand a fucking word he says at all.
He was barely in the movie. I hated that.
I don't even know why they even got Hugo Weaving to play. They could have got some random homeless dude off the fucking street.
I mean, Hugo Weaving returns as his voice, and he was... technically, he talked for a total... I want to say less than 10 minutes.
Yeah. He had that scene in Africa, and he just had the last ending scene or whatever, which didn't make any damn sense, because he just looks at Optimus and says, who would you be without me, Optimus? And Optimus says, let's find out. I was like, what the fuck?
No! We need a truce. All I want is to be back in charge. Besides, who would you be without me, Prime?
Time to find out.
And then he turns it, and then Optimus turns into a fucking badass.
After he... okay, he's missing an arm, and he's got his ass whooped by Sentinel Prime, and then with one arm, he kicks the shit out of Megatron's ass or whatever. And I was like...
and we go back to the first one. Megatron beat the living shit out of Optimus.
He has one arm. And he says such great lines as, give me your face. Oh my gosh.
When, did you like Laserbeak?
No.
I didn't, because I hated,
Kent Jeong.
I hated his character.
What the fuck? Okay, first of all, I just want to say this right now. Why was he acting the way he was in this movie? There was no reason for him to be acting that way.
Yeah, there wasn't, and he was annoying as hell. Like pretty much humping Sam in the stalls.
It's as simple as that. He couldn't just grab him and be like, hey, Sam, I need to talk to you real quick. I know you're friends with the Autobots, whatever. Well, guess what? There's, like, this secret plan of the moon and everything, whatever. Let's keep this between me and you. No, he had to yank his work or whatever out of his hand, take him to a stall and tie him down or whatever, hold him down, be like, I need to show you this, whatever. Twitching his eye and acting all ghetto and shit, whatever. I'm just like, what in the fuck is this? Whatever. Like, I seriously think Michael Bay thought this was funny.
I didn't. I didn't think it was funny one bit.
Yeah, but a lot of people laughed at that shit that actually liked this fucking movie.
Because I don't like him anymore. I don't like Kang Jeong or whatever his name is. I find him an annoying character.
This is probably his worst role.
And then John Malkovich supposed to be like, when they're in the bathroom, he's like, "What? You gonna do something about it or something like that?" And Malkovich was scared. I'm like, "Fuck you, Malkovich, or kill you."
What are you looking at? Yo, dog. Are you up in my shit? Who are you working for? Stare down, you and me. I guess I won.
Isn't Malkovich the boss of this company?
That's what I thought, too.
So why the fuck would he take that shit from this dude ever? Especially after we seen a scene where he set up pretty much like, hey, don't fuck with me, to Shia LaBeouf, whatever. But he looks at this dude and is like, I didn't understand what his role in this movie, especially when he pulled two guns out on the fucking robe. I was looking at that like, are you going to fire them or not or whatever? I don't understand. What are you going to do here, bro?
And remember he took his pants off in the bathroom? And all of a sudden, he's like, meeting Laserbeak in his office, and then he had the guns with him all of a sudden.
Oh my god. Oh, fucking headache. Megatron. All he does in the whole movie, besides hanging out in Africa, is sit in an alley with a hoodie on his head.
Uh-huh.
While picking little robots out of his fucking broken up parts and shit like that. While he surrounds himself by these little gremlin bots who also came out of the asshole of Michael Bay, because all they do is, yes, master. I'm coming, master. They sound like fucking Blueberry. Try my new Blueberry cereal. It's out of this world.
Blueberry. My ghostly good blueberry flavored cereal, Blueberry, is part of this complete breakfast.
I did like Megatron sitting in Lincoln's chair. That was kind of cool visual.
That's the problem with Michael Bay. He has such a visionary style of directing that he shoots things as if it's a commercial. He shoots things as if it's a 5 minute short or something like that. He doesn't know how to put scenes together, and he doesn't know how to put context into them or whatever. None of them make any sense. Like, okay, that building scene where that sandworm was turning out, yeah, it's cool. But it doesn't mean shit because I don't care about none of these characters. I wish I could have known who that character was because he just died, but I guess it doesn't mean anything because they didn't tell me who he was, so it's just some random meat thrown out because he had to die, I guess, whatever. I don't care. I mean,
well, he was a music video director, wasn't he? Bay?
I don't know. I don't follow that motherfucker's career.
I think he was more famous for music videos than...
Then he didn't stick to fucking music videos, and he stopped directing.
That's not ever gonna happen, because studios see that he makes money.
That's the fucking problem, too. He does it. He makes money, unfortunately, whatever, with Transformers. It's probably the worst fucking big budget studio project ever, because they made other movies based off this shit called Battleship. So thank you, Bay. We really appreciate your contributions and shit like that or whatever. But no, okay, so we get to the last action scene, if you even want to call it that, honestly, or whatever. But
in Chicago.
This is what I wanted out of a Transformers movie. I want to see a city destroyed. I want to see robots beating the shit out of each other. But you know what? You don't get that. Because you know why? Because all the robots in here are useless unless your name is Optimus Prime.
Yeah, because, let's see, Bumblebee's held hostage.
They all hold hostage.
One and I don't know who the other one who had, like, the hair and stuff. I don't know what his name was.
It started with a Q or some shit like that. He was a new robot that they murdered.
Q. I think his name's Q.
Okay, so when we get to the scene where there's like thousands of Decepticons, which by the way, I find it very hard to believe that they need this army of Decepticons to kick these six Autobots' asses.
Well, they were bringing the planet. They're bringing Cybertron into Earth with the pillars.
That doesn't make any goddamn sense, first of all.
Yeah.
If you bring a planet that huge into our atmosphere, Earth would just die right away.
But you know what? You know that thing that attacked the... Which I like the building scene when the worm was attacking the building. That looked in that thing that was flying. I looked straight something from Avengers.
Wait, what?
You know when they were in New York fighting the aliens?
Yeah.
And that big worm dragon robot, whatever the fuck it was, the alien, that looked so exactly like the one that was in Transformers.
Oh, hell no. Now I know you smoking shit. That didn't look shit like that damn thing. You need to go back and watch that again. That didn't look nothing like that. That thing in Transformers looked like Doc Ock's tentacles more than it did.
Well, it kind of had the same feel to it.
It was a worm. It had a mouth open like... It didn't have nothing like that. Hell no. It looked nothing like that. I didn't see that at all. Where did you get that comparison from? It looked shit like that or whatever. That scene didn't mean anything anyway because people was dying that I didn't even know. Because they didn't set up any of these characters or build them up or nothing like that because they were spending too much time with this buffoonish-ass cartoon movie that we got now. I'm sorry, how long was this fucking movie? That first 2 hours, I was on the verge of walking out of this motherfucker.
This movie's close to 3 hours.
Yeah, I was on the verge of walking out. That first hour and a half, I had that debate myself. I was looking at this like, this is a fuck you, honestly. This is a fuck you to everyone. That first hour and a half, I was like, this is some bullshit.
I don't understand why Bay has to make movies so long.
They don't add shit, though. There's no context to none of this shit that either. Because, like I said, it's nothing but a buffoonish-ass cartoon movie or whatever. And that last ending scene, or you gotta... You mean to tell me there was 1,000 Decepticons just hiding out on the moon? This war could have been over in the first fucking movie if that was the case.
Yeah.
Why did they need to transport through these fucking pillars or whatever... When literally the Earth is right there, they could have just thrown themselves down there. Why not? They can fucking teleport and transport to the fucking other countries and shit in the goddamn second one, so why can't they do it?
Well...
They just been hiding out from there for that long now? They just been chilling?
I think the first one's just to establish the characters.
Establish what characters?
The Transformers.
You don't get no fucking background on none of them. All you know is Optimus Prime is a leader. The rest of them are just fucking stereotypes. Established characters. I can't believe you just said that. You're insulting me now. You really are. You're insulting me now. I'm insulted that you think that they established characters in this fucking movie.
I didn't mean... I meant just to introduce them.
Okay, that
That was pretty much what the first one was for, was to introduce the characters.
Ah, so we gotta wait 5 years later, and then that's when they say... It's kind of like Superman. Hey, don't use your powers now. Wait 20 years from now, then use your powers. That'll be fine, whatever. And here it's, hey, we're going to have an army with these good guys, whatever. But let's not start it off right away. Let's wait 5 years down the road, whatever. And then when we get this all together, you can come down to Earth and help us out to kick their asses and stuff like that, okay?
Well, you got the fourth one coming up, and I'm like, who's going to be the bad guys? Megatron's dead. Starscream's dead. Soundwave's dead.
Oh, my God. Who gives a shit? I am not seeing that shit, okay? Well, actually, I have to.
I mean, who's... I don't know what other big Decepticons were there that you know of.
1,000 robots in the city of Chicago. There's a scene where they're in the middle of the street shooting at Bumblebee and Ratchet and them, whatever, and they're getting their asses kicked. And out of nowhere, you just see Shia LaBeouf in a phone booth going, Optimus! And then Optimus just comes down there and murders all of them with a single swipe of his blade or whatever. And I'm just like, well, there's no point for these other robots to be here, to be honest.
Yeah, because it's pretty much to make Optimus look like a badass.
Yeah, because if he can kill him with ease like that, where he literally runs through the crossfire, and like he runs through the bullets and everything, whatever, and he comes out unscratched or whatever.
That's a good point. Now I'm like thinking about it. Now I'm like, you're right, because Bumblebee doesn't do nothing. He just pretty much fires a row at the Decepticons, and then Optimus comes in and kills him with one swing.
He's there to save Shia LaBeouf after he kills Starscream. That's what he was there for.
And Josh, yeah, and Josh Duhamel, and...
Yeah.
That's a damn good point now I think about it.
Don't forget those two little fucking minion robots or whatever shit, the little gremlin bots. Oh my god, they were so fucking annoying.
The ones that tore up the spaceship?
Yeah, we gonna tear this shit up. So did they die or what? Because they never show that.
Oh, I don't... maybe.
They're just in a ship, it crashes, and the next note, you don't see anything because the ending comes, and it just ends. It ends with Optimus Prime. You may lose your faith in humanity, but never lose... You may lose your faith in them, but never lose your faith in humanity. I'm Optimus Prime, signing out.
You may lose your faith in us, but never in yourselves. From here... The fight will be your own.
And you know... And you can't tell me you didn't see that American flag waving in the background as Optimus saluted. I said, why is Optimus Prime saluting? Okay.
Wow.
You know how I said I feel bad for these actors in here? I feel bad for Optimus Prime the most. And I say that because in that scene with Buzz Aldrin, wow, from one spaceman to another, it's an honor to meet you. And then fucking Optimus looks at him and goes, no, it is you that are amazing. It's like, why the fuck is he amazing to you? You just traveled a whole galaxy. And yet this fucking man right here is the most amazing thing you've seen. Okay, alright, whatever. I think him and Buzz Aldrin was fucking each other, okay? Okay. I think Buzz Aldrin was riding on in the truck going, roll out.
Oh my god. What did you think? You said John Turturro wasn't annoying.
Yeah, because John Malkovich took it. I said he wasn't the most annoying. He usually in the first segment was the most annoying, but in this one, he wasn't the most annoying.
I liked his assistant, Alan Tudyk. Dutch.
Actually, Alan Tudyk probably was the only one that actually was interesting.
He was, especially in the Russian club.
Dutch, back in the cage. Dutch, hunt!
Control your boy, please, control your boy!
Dutch, stop! Stop! I'm so sorry, that is the old me.
Yeah, and you know how they fucked him up? Because they just, Michael Bay, he doesn't know how to work with actors, so he's just saying, hey, we got a gay guy here, so what do we do? Let's put him in a flower suit, because that's what gay guys do. They wear flower suits and act all panty and everything and get like, oh, you know, and all that stuff. Whatever.
John Turturro asks him, he goes, I have a girlfriend. He goes, what's her name? And he says, like...
He's a stuttering, bumbling buffoon or whatever. That's a goddamn shame that's what Michael Bay brought out of this guy who was actually trying to do something.
And why is it Michael Bay always had to have Russians in this movie?
Because he's a fucking war-supporting Republican. He has to have Russians in there of him defeating the Russians.
Because it's always Russians. It's always the same actors, too.
Maybe he needs to stop putting that American flag in there then and start putting that Russian flag up. I think he's just revealed his true traits to the world.
What'd you think of Frances McDormand?
God.
Annoying.
Director Meering. This is Sam Witwicky, a civilian...
His name, Colonel. I want to know who gave him clearance.
Who gave me clearance? How about Optimus Prime when he touched down in suburbia looking for my house?
This is the National Intelligence Director, in case you...
Hi.
Disrespecting a federal officer. Maybe that'll get you somewhere. Who's she?
She's my girlfriend.
What is this, like a date?
Why was she in this?
They probably...
Oh, why? So they could have that awesome scene where Shia LaBeouf was in that yellow car just screaming, ah! Ah! They would have shot his ass on sight.
Yeah.
You do not just run up into a military-based compound that's classified, that no one knows of, let alone a civilian. You don't just run your car in there and then get out and start attacking one of the soldiers. They would have shot his ass.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't buy any of these characters doing shit. I can't buy them doing it.
Well, you in all of them, you always have a leader, like like a government leader in all of them. You had the guy in the second one that they threw out of the plane and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's probably what she was. I mean, she's...
I don't care who you are if you breathe a word of what you've seen here. You will do time for treason. Do you understand me?
She does stuff here and there. She's not, like, a big actress like what you thought she would have been after Fargo.
I don't think she does shit in here.
No.
All she's there to do is give Josh Duhamel a stink eye.
Yeah, and then tell him...
Optimus Prime, that's it.
But... You know, she was just there. I mean, I like Josh Duhamel's character. I do like Lennox.
He doesn't do shit in the movie, so I don't...
He doesn't. Compared to the first one, his role decreases big time.
Yeah, but, it decreases major time just so we can give this bitch right here some credit, Frances McDormand or whatever. Just give her some
and
screen
the,
time.
One thing, it pissed me off when I was watching it. When they jumped out of a building or a plane, and they had those suits, and they were flying... Where the fuck were you guys from the first two movies?
Listen up. You want to hit back? We're going to have to wingsuit in. It's the only way to get close. I can't promise anyone a ride home, but if you're with me, the world needs you now.
You know what? I was going to say this, too. I love how they needed Sam Witwicky to give them the whereabouts of where they at for them to come and help out. It's like, do you not see the city of Chicago? It's the whole goddamn city. What difference does it fucking make? Because that whole time they were just like, oh, we need cameras in there. We need eyes or whatever. Why do you need eyes? All you need to do is get a fucking binoculars out or whatever and see this shit. The whole city is under attack. What difference does it fucking make? Okay? Because the whole time they were just like, oh, we don't have anybody in there. Whatever. And then they find that drone that went down and Shia LaBeouf and his girlfriend are fucking looking at it and they're like, they're telling them, oh, the Central Tower is where it's at, whatever. No, right, we're going to fly in there, whatever. We're going to help them. I was like, y'all couldn't just do that before. I mean, it's obvious the Central Tower it's got these four fucking pillars on it, and they're glowing like shit on me.
And Frances McDormand, Charlotte Marion or whatever, she tells Sam what his job is, that he's the messenger. It pretty much is the same in this one. Besides him taking out Starscream, he was the messenger.
There was no purpose for him. There's never no purpose for none of the human characters in these films.
No.
Shia LaBeouf doesn't do shit but run around screaming all day, and I love how he keeps saying, oh, I matter, but you're not doing shit. You're not doing shit that... All he did was, oh, I figured out their plan. But did you prevent it? No. All you did was get information about it, whatever. It's like, wow, who cares what the information is? All we know is they got four fucking pillars up there, and they're trying to bring another world here, so we just need to destroy those pillars. There's nothing else you need to know about that plan.
Okay, here's a question. If there was no human characters, if this was a straight Transformers robot, that there's like just no big human characters, just small ones, would you have mind?
They'd call it Pacific Rim then. They have a movie for that already, whatever. Would I mind? No, because I don't even like the robots. Because you know why? Because I can't tell what the fuck is going on. It's almost like someone took some fucking aluminum baseball bat and slingshot their asses against the wall. That's what that looks like when I watch when robots in these movies fight.
It was easier to tell who was different on this one compared to the next.
Really? They all just look grayish metal.
Well, all the Decepticons were like black, except Soundwave.
All of them are.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're all black, except for... We got Optimus Prime, of course, Sentinel Prime. We got Bumblebee, Ratchet. You know he's green. You don't even see him in the movie at all.
Ironhide, who dies, who's barely in it. Sideswipe, who's barely in it.
They had to kill Ironhide. However, Ironhide and Sideswipe are black and gray, though, so they can blend in with the fucking Decepticon. Ironhide, they had to kill him because I'm telling you, I don't think that actor came back to voice him. I think they dubbed his fucking voiceover, and they was like, we got to kill this character.
Mm-hmm. Sentinel...
sense.
And then besides in the first one, you had more Decepticons that you actually liked. This one, you only had pretty much four.
I didn't like any of them. I don't remember liking any characters from the first one.
Well, you know, only there's more to, you know, like, oh, that's so-and-so, that's Destroyer, that's, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay, you're talking about as far as names go.
Yeah, right? This one is just like you had Megatron,
Metal.
Starscream, Soundwave, you know, Shockwave.
and none of them are giving shit to do.
Oh, have you come to surrender?
Was it all worth it?
Obviously.
All your work to bring Sentinel back, and now clearly he has all the power. It's actually almost tragic.
You dare lecture me, slave?
Your Decepticons finally conquering this planet, and yet their leader won't be you.
It will be me. It will always be me.
In any minute now, you'll be nothing but Sentinel's bitch.
None of them is given a goddamn thing to do. What is Soundwave here to do? He's here to kidnap Shia LaBeouf's girlfriend. Okay.
Patrick Dempsey gives Carly, Sam's girlfriend, the car. Why didn't Soundwave just transform and kidnap her right then and there? How did he know that Sam was going to come to that party?
So how was he able to be a car for this woman and then go back to Africa to chill with Megatron?
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck can Megatron drive from Africa to Chicago in a day?
What is Megatron turned into?
Turned into a fucking car.
What was he in the TV?
I don't fucking remember. I don't fucking remember. In this one, he's just like some rusted up junk truck or something like that. Whatever. You see him transform this truck, and he's like, "Oh, I see him coming in town now." Whatever. And I was like, "How the fuck did he get into town?"
And how did? Well, they can fly now.
He can't fly. He's entered.
Maybe Starscream picked him up and carried him.
What the fuck?
Well, it's just like it's just like how Bruce Wayne get from the hole in the Gotham without being noticed.
We ain't talking about the fucking Dark Knight Rise. We're talking about fucking Transformers right now. At least even I had a problem with that, but I can fucking say at least Bruce Wayne knew fucking people, whatever. He's a human being. He could catch a plane or some shit like that, whatever. What the fuck could Megatron do? hey buddy, I need a ride real quick. You got about 350.
Wait a second. Megatron does fly. Remember in part 2?
He's injured. He can't fly. Remember, his flying takes this. He doesn't have no eyeballs. And he turns into a fucking truck in this movie. He doesn't fly in this movie whatsoever. Stop making fucking excuses for this movie.
So much hate.
You really trying to make excuses for this fucking movie, that's why.
Because I like the Transformers series.
Stupid, that's why.
I mean, I don't like this one compared to the first one, but...
I don't normally say that, because I go, hey, you like what you want to like, but anybody likes this, you're a fucking idiot. You need to be dropped off at birth then if you like this movie or whatever.
I went back and watched Spill's video review of this, and a co-host said that this is a turn-your-brain-off type of movie. He goes, if anyone enjoyed this movie, you were born without a brain.
Exactly, whatever. They gave it a fuck you as more bullshit, whatever. And I don't blame them. This is a horrible piece of film. This is a waste of time, talent. And like I said, I felt bad for almost everything in this. Even the fucking robots, I felt bad for it. And all their fucking accents and shit, whatever they have, whatever. This was embarrassing. This was an embarrassing piece of shit. I was embarrassed with Spielberg. Man, this is when I found out Spielberg was his career was going downhill.
He's just the executive producer, so he put up some money. Him and Bay must be like best friends or something.
They have to be fucking best friends for him to be sitting side by side with Bay and not telling Bay like, hey, that's not good. Come on now, man. Come on, you have to know that's bad. But no, he put up with that shit, whatever. Oh my god, I love how. So they stick this thing on Shia LaBeouf, but yet they just don't kill him.
Oh, the watch?
So they just don't kill him. They just let him live or whatever. It's like, okay, you guys obviously just think this plan is just foolproof. You don't kill the one human, you know, gets in contact with them, whatever. I mean, their plan here is to, we're going to use the humans to rebuild Cybertron or whatever. How are you going to do that? By killing everyone? There's scenes where they kill people.
Well, you don't see it.
Yes, you do. Bullshit. Yes, you do. You see when they first take over Chicago, they see people running, and one of the robots just fucking wipes out like the whole.
Oh, that's right. They turn to dust.
Hell yeah. Bullshit. They do. Or the scene where Tyrese and them get to them, they kill those people and turn them to bones and shit.
Which, now that I think about it, you know, Sentinel Prime when he killed Ironhide, he shot him with some bullet that kind of evaporated him. Why didn't he do that again?
why would he do it in the first fucking place? That didn't make any damn sense in the first place, whatever.
And then when Sentinels
just tell why he just couldn't tell the Autobots, hey, I want to save my planet. I worked out a plan with Megatron. You could either agree or disagree, whatever. But hey, whatever. This is to save my planet. Whatever. Why do you have to murder somebody? I don't understand that. Like,
and then when he's stealing the pillars, Francis McDormand goes, Sentinel, what are you doing? I'm like, what the fuck's he gonna say to you, bitch?
Exactly. Like she's some kind of badass. Or an Optimus. Where you don't see him for the good 30 minutes where he just rolls on in there, or literally rolls his ass in there, and he's just looking around like, oh, shit.
One thing I did hate, I still stay. In the first two Transformers, Optimus never has the trailer connected to him. But obviously this one's more important. He always has a trailer hooked up to him, and when he loses it, I need that trailer.
That's why.
What's that?
You got the trailer in the second film, that's why. You got it at the end of the second film.
Okay, so that was when he took the whatever's parts.
Yeah, when he took Jetstream, or whatever the fuck that thing was. That's when he took his parts, or whatever. Now they're just in that trailer and shit. They're part of that shit.
Okay, because I was like, why is this so important now? Why didn't you have it in the first time, you know?
He's not jack shit without that trailer, that's why. He has to have that trailer to be the man that he is. You don't understand that, Z. That trailer makes him whole.
it makes him a badass.
Makes him whole, full of shit. That's what it makes him. Whatever. You know what? I go ahead and get my red. This is a fuck it. Okay? You're going to get a lot of robot carnages and shit that don't mean anything. You're going to get a lot of destruction. You're going to get a lot of city shit or whatever in here. But none of it means anything because the people that die in here, you don't know who it is. You don't care about none of the characters in here. All of them was bullshit. Their line delivery is horrible. Lines are bad. Scenes are bad. Can't tell what the fuck is going on or whatever, except for unless Optimus is around, he's the only one that can do something. So yeah, this is a fucking. I'm sorry, I did not like this goddamn movie.
You have hate. I can sense the anger in your voice.
I hate this fucking movie or whatever, and I can't stand them fucking gremlin. But yes, master.
Yeah, and how the fuck did they get to Africa?
I don't. How did anyone get to? How did anyone make it from Africa to Chicago? Starscream, I can understand. He's a fucking jet. Fly his ass right there, you know, whatever.
You know, I did my review on my site, fancritic.com, plug. I gave it 4 out of 5 stars, but after the points you made, I'm going to give it a medium bag.
Yeah.
It's, the movie's... The action is real. I like the battle scene in Chicago. It was actually, especially when they were first attacking it, when you, like you said, they were killing people, and that was really cool. That was actually what you want to see from the Decepticons, that they show no mercy.
That is cool, but that ain't part of their fucking plan.
No, it's not.
There's plot problems now.
You're right about the characters, the human characters. They're seriously, there's no purpose. I mean, Totoro, I found him annoying. Sam, I didn't give a shit 45 minutes in this movie that Sam Witwicky can't find a job.
He's like, spent a good first half looking for that stuff.
And that his girlfriend's got a better job as a curator, I think that's her job, with Patrick Dempsey.
Oh, she was working for the British embassy before that, though.
Yeah. What did you think of the humans helping the Decepticons?
Before I answer that, though, would you leave the British Embassy to work for a guy that collects collectible cars?
Depends if the money was better.
The British Embassy? You know how much power, though, you have in it? you know how much rights you have in that shit? I mean, come on down. The British Embassy? You gonna leave that to fucking work for some dude to organize his car collectibles?
Mm-hmm.
Went from the British Embassy to fucking being some dude's personal assistant?
Yeah, that's actually a good point. That's kind of like going from, like, working for...
Okay, let's say, like, the car thing paid a little bit more or whatever, but that's his own self-business. What if he just said, you know what, I don't need this anymore or whatever, this car or whatever, and you don't have power. You don't have power in the British, so...
It's like you go and working for the U.S. government, and all of a sudden you go to work at McDonald's.
It's pretty much you working for the U.S. government, and some guy comes in and say, "Hey, you got a great personality. How would you like to come work at my store and help organize the shelves?"
And you're absolutely dead on about the human characters. There's really no point. I mean, same with Wiki, did not mean shit, and I find it that he killed Starscream, that completely pissed me off. I'm like, Starscream is a major character in Transformers, and he gets pretty much beaten like a bitch.
Yeah, I was already mad, but like, at least I can say that, hey, this is what I wanted to see in the movie, robots beating the shit out, and I didn't get that, and the first scene I get in this world where I envisioned my Transformers, and the first scene I get is Sam Wickiwicki killing, you know, Starscream. I was like, alright, you know what, I don't even like this scene in the movie now, whatever. I can't stand it. That scene alone threw me off for the rest of the movie.
Well, and then Shockwave, he is obviously this badass that the Nest people kill him, which it's fine. I don't, because they killed the Decepticons in the first one, so I don't have a major problem with it. But give him a bigger role, because they were when they were promoting the movie, they were making him like, he's Shockwave's in this, Shockwave's in this, Shockwave's in this.
He's a villain. Yeah, he's on the posters. He's on the cover of the Blu-ray and all that shit. He's on the cover. Uh-huh. They set him up in the first movie like, that was Shockwave, whatever. They said his name, but all you see him do, whatever, is in the movie, is either walking real slow or turn around looking at his eye directly, whatever, and that's it. And then when you finally see him in battle, which is in this final scene, and you just let the Nest people kill him by shooting him in the eyes, whatever, and then set some explosives on his legs, whatever, oh, that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, because he pretty much stands in the center while he lets his worm thing do all the work.
Yeah, and his worm thing don't do shit either except destroy that building. It's like, you destroyed this whole fucking building and didn't kill not one fucking person.
And I actually did like that scene, though. I actually thought the building scene was really cool.
You just said it right there. It's cool. If I gave a shit.
If you... Yeah, I mean, you were probably already uninvested in the movie 2 hours into this, because this was like 2:30 by the time that happens.
Oh, hell yeah. Like, that building scene you saying, people, that's like the last 25 fucking minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons why I gave it a fuck, because, I'll say that you go see that last 25, 30 minutes, whatever, and shit like that, but I have a feeling that if people went to go see that last 25, 30 minutes, they'd be like, wow, I just saw a cool sci-fi film, or whatever. I need to go watch the rest of it, so I need to go buy this movie, whatever. And that first 2 hours and 10 minutes, whatever, that's a fuck you, honestly.
That dragged.
It is a fuck you, so I couldn't tell people to go see that last one, because then they might trick themselves into believing, this is probably a good movie, I should go see this now.
I mean, this is a movie that you would see drunk with friends.
You have to have alcohol poisoning.
Because this ain't a movie, this has no, you cannot sit there and be like, oh, I want to watch Transformers. This is a movie you haven't seen in years. Like, I watched it Saturday, and I haven't seen it in forever. So I'm like, it's probably the second time I've watched it since I bought it.
Somebody gave me this shit.
Did they?
For fucking Christmas. I don't know why every Christmas people give me fucking shit that I gave fucking Sue.
Probably for a laugh, for your reaction.
Someone gave me Spider-Man last year and I threw that shit. I said, why the fuck would you give me this, huh?
Did they? What Spider-Man?
The new one.
Oh, really?
I don't like that shit, so...
I always ask for DVDs for Christmas, because I have my 800 DVD collection.
Well, the next bad shit that I get, I'm sending that shit to your ass.
I probably already own it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're going to get it, because I... Oh, my God, I hate this fucking movie, though. So what do you give it?
I gave it a medium bag.
Medium bag, whatever.
I did it for... Because it's... Because this movie came out in the summer. This is... exactly what a summer blockbuster movie is supposed to have.
No, it's not. You know why? Because the shit that you enjoyed, you gotta sit through the fucking film for 2 hours to get to that part.
Don't put that on me, though, that it's that long. There's no reason why this movie is this long.
And what do you get in that 2 hours, though?
Amazing battle scene at the end?
No, I'm talking about in that 2 hours.
Oh.
In that 2 hours. You get an amazing... you say you get an amazing battle scene, but that's 20 minutes long compared to a 2.5 hour film. So what do you get in those 2 hours before that battle scene? You get shit.
Yeah. Shit.
You don't get shit, but you get a bunch of human characters running around trying to figure out what this plan is, rehashing the same plot from the first and second film, screaming, hollering. There's two kinds of acting in the movie. It's screaming and talking real fast.
Yeah, you. I'm not changing my vote, but you actually make a great point. I'm trying to think. The second, pretty much all of them have, it kind of drags on to, well, the first one, the Transformers coming down is pretty cool.
It's just a rehash. It's just a rehash of that first fucking film. It's the same shit order. It's nothing different. It follows beat for beat. Poverty for poverty. It's nothing different. Michael Bay is so full of shit, it's not even funny. He needs to take his head off his fucking ass.
Were you bored with the movie?
I was bored. Like I said, after an hour and a half in this, I had to debate myself. I was ready to go out.
You saw it in theaters, I take it, right?
I saw it in theaters, yeah.
Yeah, I did too. And
I was ready to walk out, hour and a half. I had that debate myself. Because me and my brother was playing a game. We said, let's count on our fingers how many problems we can come up with it. And as soon as that girl started walking up them fucking steps, we was already at, like, number three already.
Wow. So you go, oh. I can't walk out of a movie. Because I paid money for it. I can't do it. I can't do it. It's like throwing money away.
Might as well. Michael Bay threw money away. No thought into it. Anyway, though, hey, you ready to get some comments now? I'm tired of talking about this.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm exhausted.
Go ahead.
That son of a bitch. Cynthia. It's coming from our Independence review. She says, Surly was not expecting the fuck out of you, P1, but was hilarious to hear you just sound like this movie disgusted you. Wait till you hear this review. As for Will Smith, you might be onto something with that being his fault for the black stereotype we have in Hollywood these days. Oh well, can't wait for the Django Part 2, Electric Boogaloo. LOL, keep up the great work, guys. Hey, please don't tell me they're making a number 2 of that shit.
What was your comment about Will Smith, that he's a generic stereotype for black people?
I said no, it was because of him we have that stereotype of black people in Hollywood now. And I say that, yeah, there were people, black people before him that did it, but they were in smaller blaxploitation films that only like a small amount of black people saw. They didn't hit mainstream. Will Smith was out there in big blockbuster Hollywood films performing with high-paid white actors at the time, whatever, and directors and shit like that. So,
okay.
Well, I blame him, because have you ever seen Denzel do some shit that Will does? Have you ever seen Morgan Freeman do shit like that? No.
The only thing I can think that Denzel is a stereotype would be he got game.
That's not a stereotype. That's a fact.
Oh, okay.
That is a fact. I tell you what, if men... You have the hottest chick up in there, and Denzel walk up in there, you better take that bitch and leave. Because Denzel gonna stand you a fucking one. He may be 50-something years old, but shit. Walk up in there real quick. he'll steal me away. I'll suck it. that dude, oh my god, he's so charismatic. Next comic comes from Seth. He says, he makes a good point. No one besides Will Smith did anything important after this. I never noticed that before.
It's true.
Hey. Jurassic Park is coming up. Jeff Goldblum might be in it.
He might need to, because I don't think he's doing anything nowadays.
He's been waiting for this day, man. He's like, y'all making a what? Sign me up different. They're going to tell him, we don't want to put you in it. What?
He'll sit at home rocking back and forth. There's got to be a Jurassic Park 4. There's got to be a Jurassic Park 4.
He was the one on sites putting that rumor out there. He was the one submitting those rumors and shit.
Oh, so if I find out that there's a Fly remake that he's in it, that's a rumor based on him.
That's his rumor based on them shit, whatever, like that. Oh, man. Next copy here comes from Jason. It says, I can't stand Goldblum. He plays annoying characters who think they are funny. To me, he always play that, like, nerdy scientist that never has any confidence and shit like that, and it kind of pisses and annoys me off.
Well, in Jurassic Park, he had confidence. He had a little too much confidence.
Did he really?
Yeah, remember when he was trying to pick up Ellie?
I guess.
Trying to act like about the chaos theory?
He was actually probably like my least favorite part of the movie, Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, but he plays the same exact character in pretty much everything. His little stutter...
Yeah, that's not even to say I hate Jurassic. I love Jurassic Park, whatever. But him and the first one didn't bother. It's when the movie went on.
I didn't mind 3 so much. Oh God.
3 was a fuck you after that franchise.
Well, 4 has got an interesting plot, so
that we know of for now.
If it's real. If it goes what it says, I'm very curious to see it.
That, you know, that's just Goldblum putting that rumor out there. Don't hold your hands up too high, Z. I mean, don't get all excited and shit, be like, and then Goldblum comes on, gotcha, didn't I? I'm back in the movie game now.
That's the only reason.
Yeah, exactly. Next comment here comes from Bernard. He says, I have to agree, P1, I don't like this film, and I'm also not a fan of Will Smith, but I think I may hate him more than you, P1. I just think he's overrated.
I wouldn't think he's overrated.
He does have charisma.
Yes, like he him. Does.
I don't like him, but he does have screen presence. So, but, and I can't say he's overrated for the simple fact that he's never been in anything that's just been, like, standing applaud ovation or nothing like that. He's just been in generic-ass films, to be honest with you.
And look what he did with Ali. He was great.
Barely, yeah.
He was nominated for Best Actor. I think that was his only one.
Hell yeah, you know damn well he wasn't winning nothing else.
Well, have you ever seen 6 Degrees of Separation?
I've seen all his fucking movies.
That wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
He was actually, I mean, he has that screen presence that he takes over the film when he's on screen.
Except for Men in Black 3.
Yeah, and that was Josh Brolin. But, except for
After Earth.
What one?
After Earth.
I haven't seen it.
Exactly. It's a piece of shit.
But he does have, like you said, he has got charisma. He's, you know, it's just he's making bad choices now.
He's generic. Will Smith is a typical rent-it. He's a typical rental for a fucking Sunday night.
Okay.
That's all he is, whatever.
Okay.
I don't give him no much more credit than that. When he does something or he makes me feel something for his character or something like that, which he doesn't do a lot, which he's not going to be doing anytime soon because he's going to be working on fucking Jaden, so... So if you guys are waiting on that Will Smith movie to blow your mind, whatever, then... You better go back on some of his old films and hope you enjoy some of that shit because the damn show ain't gonna be in the future. I'll tell you that right now.
No, it makes no sense why he's doing it.
I have no fucking idea.
Then he's got his daughter who is a fucking trying to be some music artist.
She whipping something back and forth. Whatever. She gonna be whipping that pussy back and forth if she don't put it in her pants. I'm telling you. Shit. Talk about whipping your head back. For somebody to whip some fucking broomstick across that bitch's head or whatever. Jesus Christ. This dude is just shitting out money now. He's shitting baby money out now. Next comment here. Last comment here comes from Brian. He says, Will Smith is not the best actor in the world. Thank you. But he does have some enjoyable movies. Bad Boys 2, Hancock, I Am Legend. But I still can't get over him turning down Django Unchained to work with his no-talent son.
Good point.
I don't think anyone can understand that, honestly.
Because Django wasn't the lead. Bullshit. Jamie Foxx was the lead character.
No, he wasn't.
Really?
No, he wasn't. No. What did Jamie Foxx do in the movie? Besides be that white man's whipping boy.
The last...
What? The last... Go ahead. 3-hour film, the last 10 minutes.
Well, I was going to say about 20 minutes, but...
And what does he do? He doesn't have a... His fucking line of dialogue are fucking one-liners while he... For the whole movie, he has a white dude played by Christoph Waltz who talks for him, does things for him. He even kills the villain for him. Why the fuck is the movie called Django Unchained if he's not going to be handling the villain?
Well, what should it be called?
Fucking Christoph Waltz is the man. This damn show shouldn't be called Django Unchained because he doesn't do shit in the movie. You can't sit up here and tell me he does something in the movie. All he did was fucking be... what's his name? Well, he doesn't talk in the movie. He doesn't do shit.
Is he credited? Is Jamie Foxx credited first?
That is a good point. Let's check that out. I would assume no. Yes, he is.
So he is the lead. Technically, he's the lead.
Supposed to be the lead. Christoph Waltz next, then Leonardo DiCaprio. Shit, Leonardo DiCaprio did more than Jamie Foxx did.
In little time, too.
Exactly. Samuel Jackson did more than him.
Well, the difference between that is that DiCaprio and Jackson, they were both, their characters were memorable.
Because Jamie Foxx doesn't do shit. He's a main character, and the title of the movie is something where the title character is not even involved in the movie. the title character is Django here, and the plot of the movie is about him and his girl Broomhilda, and yet they are the two most least non-usable characters in the whole fucking movie.
Yeah, she was only in it for about total 15 minutes, probably.
And all she does is, I never thought I'd say this, but I saw a movie where supposedly the black person was supposed to be the main star, and yet the nigga that was acting like a white man, and Samuel Jackson, had more fucking screen time than the goddamn star did.
Yeah.
And then Quentin Tarantino has the nerve to sit up here and say, I was trying to create something, a black role model for some. How the fuck did you do that? By having Christoph Waltz be his whipping boy? You pretty much just proved that we can't do anything without someone holding our hands. That's why I say fuck you, Quentin Tarantino.
What did you give the Django Unchained?
A low rent it.
It's fine. I love Django Unchained. I think it's an awesome movie.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx doesn't do shit.
But if
shit you want, go watch that movie again. You tell me what Jamie Foxx does.
But if, say, Will Smith was Django, do you think he would use his star power to be like, well, I should do this, I should do that? And Tarantino would listen to him because it's Will Smith?
No. I don't think Tarantino would listen to him, no. Tarantino has an ego. There's no way in hell Tarantino would listen to him or whatever, compared to, like, when you got talent such as Samuel Jackson, Leonardo DiCaprio on screen. No. There's no way in hell he would replace his ass right away or whatever. Tarantino would have been like, I got A-list actors over here. You're like a B-level at best now.
Yeah, I would say he is.
Yeah, because last time I checked, Men in Black didn't do so well. Men in Black 3 didn't do so well, so...
Yeah. I think it just made profit back. I think it just made it money back. That's
exactly, whatever. So, take a back seat back there. Last time I checked, Samuel Jackson over there was in the highest grossing film.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so yeah, you take a back seat, okay, whatever. You just watch them, whatever. So,
well,
yeah.
Men in Black had a budget of $225. U.S. gross was $170. Worldwide gross was $624.
Actually, it was more than that, but they're not saying it, but that's another day.
But the budget was bigger, or?
Yeah, the budget was bigger because they had to push some shooting time back, whatever, and they made script changes and shit like that.
Ah,
like, they don't want to talk about that shit or whatever.
Yeah, because if you look, I mean, Smith compared, let's see, he did Men in Black 3 in 2012. His last movie before that was 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was producer for Karate Kid.
That fantasy fucking movie it is.
But he, after 2008, he pretty much dropped off the face of the earth.
Yeah. Nobody cares about Will Smith no more.
Nope.
And Men in Black 3 proved it. After Earth proved it.
Oh, God, After Earth bombed. It's still bombing.
It's still bombing. Yeah, it's a bomb, whatever. But, yeah, so that's Throwback Tuesday, Episode 7. Got off on a little tangent there. I'm your host, The Phenomenal One.
This is Z.
And I'm signing out here, because I gotta get out of here now.
All right, later.
Do you feel cold?